We are Donna and Brian Ness from St. Peter Lutheran Church in North Judson, Indiana. We welcome you to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. For more than 150 years, the members of St. Peter have been committed to receiving and sharing the love of Jesus. As a part of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, our congregation is Christ-centered and service-oriented. Our school strives to allow the children of this community to grow in their relationship with God as they grow physically, emotionally, and academically. We now look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song. We have made it through the preparations for and the celebration of Christmas, welcomed in the new year, and have observed the end of the Christmas season as the wise men traveled with their gifts to present to the infant Jesus, which we see as the close of the Christmas season. What a lot to put into the last few weeks! We are now looking further at the life of Jesus as prophecy after prophecy is fulfilled, and as he fulfills all the requirements of the law. St. Luke tells us that he fulfilled the covenant requirement given to Abraham, which was that of being circumcised. This was repeated to the Israelites in Leviticus 12, to be done on the eighth day after birth. Mary also complied with the purification rite required of the mothers at 40 days. When Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple for her purification, which included required sacrifice, they were met by Simeon with a proclamation that, "My eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelations to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." They were also met by the prophetess Anna. They then returned to Nazareth. Luke also tells us that they went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. In all of his actions, Jesus was fulfilling the law and the prophecies about him.
This morning, we move ahead in the liturgical year by about 30 years to look at lectionary readings for the second Sunday after Christmas, the day on which we hear in the Gospel according to St. Matthew of the baptism of Jesus, with the implications and blessings that it presents to us as Christians almost 2,000 years later. St. Matthew tells us in the third chapter of his Gospel, "Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?' But Jesus answered him, 'Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.' Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.'" The appearance of the Holy Spirit resting on him and the voice from heaven of God the Father give confirmation that this is truly the Son of God, sent to live among men. In the epistle reading for today, St. Paul writes more about Christ's baptism and his suffering, death, and resurrection, and how it relates to our baptism in the sixth chapter of his letter to the Romans. "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin, once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. As all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death, and if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We now hear a joyful setting of God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It, by a children's choir, reflecting on the power that baptism into Christ has and what comfort and joy it brings to each member of the body of Christ. To clarify the text, we will hear parts of it spoken before the choir's presentation.
Verse 1, God's own child, I gladly say it. I am baptized into Christ. He, because I could not pay it, gave my full redemption price. Do I need earth's treasures many? I have one worth more than any that brought me salvation free, lasting to eternity. Stanzas 2, 3, and 4 sing of our victory over sin, Satan, and death through our baptism into Christ. Stanza 5 goes on to say, there is nothing worth comparing to this lifelong comfort sure. Open-eyed, my grave is staring. Even there, I'll sleep secure. Though my flesh awaits its raising, still my soul continues praising. I am baptized into Christ. I'm a child of paradise.
Because I could.
The members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. Multiple opportunities are offered weekly to receive God's love in Jesus through Word and Sacrament ministry. Weekly worship services are held on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. There are also several opportunities for small group Bible studies throughout the week. For more information, contact the church office at 574-896-2025. St. Peter Lutheran Church and School are located at 810 West Tolmer Avenue in North Judson. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." May God's love always be with you.